Hi there. Welcome back to this podcast. And I had a question regarding the presence of God from my earlier one. And I would correct or expand on what I said at the time, which is to say that God is present everywhere and in everything. The more we can get our head around that difficult fact, the better. For today's podcast, I'm just thinking about something from Isaiah 58, which is particularly pertinent in this Lenten season. Is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house? When you see the naked, to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin. Then your light shall break forth like the dawn. A fair bit to think about there. And I think sometimes it's easy for us to get wrapped up in externals. I think it's easy for us to be seen to be doing the right thing rather than caring for those in need. And even more than faith not being tied up in externals, it's that our faith needs to be lived. I say I'm a person of faith. Well, what am I doing for those people in need? And this is a refrain that we come back to again and again. The interesting thing is that as Christians, sometimes it's easy for us to think that all those sorts of things are in the New Testament and that the Old Testament is all judgy and preachy and a God of hatred and all that sort of stuff. And that's just not the case. So this sense of, feeding the hungry, looking after the widow, the stranger, the orphan, is very much central to Old Testament theology. And so very much consonant with us as Christians, as Catholics. And so that if we want to be good people, if we want to take this Lenten journey seriously of improving who we are, then that's what we need to do. We need to show our faith in lived ways to people in need.